Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. Today, we are just talking about goodies and things. We're talking about anime things.
That is the best intro of all times.
I think you lack a certain
You say that about everybody who's ever done an intro. Please stop.
That's
But yes, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be doing an anime goodies episode where we're going to be talking about anything that's not an actual series. It could be a YouTube channel. It could be our favorite manga. It could be our favorite artist that draws anime, our favorite anime composer, anything that's not exactly in the series. Just some special goodies you guys can go check out on your free time. So what's special about this episode is that last time he gave us some quarantine anime recommendations that I guarantee you Hotcha did not watch. Tower of God enthusiast ACR is here. Nope. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going good, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm very happy to have you on.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Very excited to have you on, ACR.
And we also, and as you guys also heard, we have GoPro Kyo joining us for this episode.
Hello,
as well.
I'm a person.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
So let's open up the floor here with our anime recommendation. Woof, you see, I'm still in 2020 mode. With our goodies recommendation, I want to open it up and just recommend my favorite anime website ever. I think this is like an essential thing. Like, if there's one goodie you guys need in your life, it's myanimelist.net. I think everyone here has an account on that site. It's the best thing ever, especially when you get deep into a series and you're like, what episode am I at? It's basically this huge anime database of every series ever, every voice actress, actor, composer, director, creator, anything that anyone's done in anime ever is on that database. And there's forums, there's clubs, there's awesome artwork. They have amazing resources for anime, like reviews and everything. And it's basically something that allows you to add your anime to a list. That's why it's called My Anime List. And then from there, you can say if you completed it, you can rate it, you can say you're currently watching, and you can, for me, it's the ultimate way to keep track of what I'm watching. Without My Anime List, dude, I don't know what episode I would be at personally. I don't know. I think everyone here uses My Anime List, right?
Yeah. No, I don't use it.
Yeah, that's great.
But I do like to go on the website, check some like review, or like see like a new anime that's gonna be released and stuff like that. But it's a really nice website, like you said. I should maybe make an account.
But like with
might be a good idea. Yeah.
But like.
I think the two that are gung ho about using it, Jaden, are you and Kyo.
Yeah, I've like, especially
Kyo showed me.
Go ahead.
I mean, Kyo showed me the account, and I have it on my phone and everything. But if anyone updates my list, it's him. Like, not long ago, when we started watching Studio Ghibli movies again, Kyo just kind of took my phone and went into my anime list and said, "Dude, you have like nothing in here." And then added like 78 shows.
Yeah, like most of them were ones that he had watched like years ago. And I was just like, dude, how have you not added any of these? These are old ones. I think one of the oldest ones was like Rosario Vampire wasn't even in there, I don't think.
Really?
I haven't added it because I don't care about using the service.
It's just a way to keep track of what you've watched already.
And the great thing
I like, or I like lists. Like I like having checklists and things like that. Like it's it sets off serotonin. That's probably the best way for me to describe it.
I understand what you mean.
Don't drag me into your highs. That's all
I'm just. I'm just giving you my reason for using it.
The great thing about it too is that whenever I want to like see what ACR has watched, I could go. Like, I know he doesn't have a profile. I'm just saying, if he had a profile, you can go on the person's profile and you can see what animes match and what mangas match. So I can be like, oh, Hotcha, what should we talk about this episode around? And you're like, oh, I don't know. What have you watched that I've watched? We don't even need to have the conversation. I head over to myanimelist.net/very-updated-hotcha-profile and I could see every single anime you've not updated. But basically, in all seriousness, we could see what kind of correlation we got going on. I think it's a great site.
God forbid we have a human connection saying, oh hey, have you watched this? No, I'm just gonna check out your webpage and say,
yeah, exactly
what we're talking about now.
Just cut out the entire concept of human conversation, just like skip it over.
My anime list.
Wow, I thought social distancing was bad already. That's a whole new level.
Nice. Anybody else got a goodie they want to bring in? I'm pretty sure we understand the concept of My Anime List. And ACR, we'll make a profile tonight guaranteed. Thank you so much for saying that.
I don't guarantee.
I actually got a.
I'm not gonna guarantee. I'm gonna update the list because I'm a traditional type of guy that would like watch the anime and just like 10 years later, yo, what's the anime again? And just like search it up and just find it again and be like, wow, it was really good. And you know, but for sure, I can see what you've seen and what you didn't see. So if you ever ask me for recommendation, I got you,
bro. You're the best for the recommendations.
Yeah, the funny thing with anime lists is, like, say you watch something rated, like, 8 or 9 or something like that, and, like, 3 years later, you rediscover the show, look at it on anime list, like, huh, I rate that pretty high, and then you rewatch it. What the fuck was I thinking?
I guarantee you people have done that.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times myself. Like, for me, I'll go back and I'll rate it up a little bit because usually I'll give something a really low rating because I have a ridiculous standard about some things sometimes. But like now that I'm older, I've gotten to a point where I forgive more things. But there are just some things where it's just like, why would you even watch that?
What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, but who else has a good idea want to bring in here? Because I think my anime list has been listed out.
I got a couple to bring up. I found these through Kyo at first, and recently dove back into them. There's three heavy Japanese YouTube channels that I watch: the Anime Man, Aki Dearest, and CA Voice or
Sea Dog.
Is it CA Voice Dog or? Dog VA, right? Okay. So Sea Dog VA, Aki Dearest, and the Anime Man. They're a group of friends who all live in Japan, funny enough, but they each do like their own thing. Like Sea Dog, for instance, one of his things that he does is he'll buy trash anime merch, like just things that were I don't want to say fan made, but like fake anime merch, like the booby mouse pads, but of like characters you wouldn't think of it. Like one of them is Levi's ass and he has a body pillow of Sans, and it's just a whole bunch of collection like that. He also does some trash cosplays from like wish.com where he spends like $20 on a cosplay of a character and just models them in front of friends, and they're a delightful train wreck. Something that Aki does is a series called What the Fuck Japan. Why Japan? What the fuck is another one? But her series, like, she'll go through random weird things that Japan has created, and she'll buy them and test them out and give them, like, her rating score and stuff like that. She'll also go to, like, anime cafes, like the Pokemon Cafe, the Attack on Titan Cafe, were just a couple that she went to. She went to, like, a Hello Kitty hotel. Like, she basically just goes all over Japan and shows off these, like, huge, huge, huge anime-inspired things. And then the Anime Man, what I watch that he does mainly is his figurine collection, like, unboxing stuff. And it's because I'm a really big figurines guy, I really love collecting figurines, be it good figurines, crap figurines, pop vinyls.
We've got a...
Like, me and Kyo both have kind of affinity of that.
Our house has, or our apartment has got an interesting range of collection statues. So like Austin has had a subscription to what was it called, Austin? What was the loot crate thing?
The Otaku Box.
Otaku Box?
The Otaku Box.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But like some of the figures that you would get from it were like not very good. A couple of them kind of have some bad sculpts. Like right now, the last one he got was a Asuna from Sword Art, and the hair color is bright orange, like Nami bright orange, as opposed to like the auburn or the brunette that
gingerfied
Asuna actually has. Yeah. It was like heavily gingerfied.
I mean, to be fair, Asuna is ginger, but this is like
exactly, that's my ginger point. She's not she's not a vibrant.
Hey, we're a thing.
That's
we're
amazing,
thing.
Vibrant yeah. Ginger activate.
Just like a person who
dude,
happens to have
you don't know what happens
like
when ginger
hair
goes Super Saiyan.
He goes like Super Saiyan and it's just like more orange. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just glowing.
Well, Well, yeah, the only Super Saiyan we've seen is like purple hair and black hair. You don't know what happens when juniors become Super Saiyans.
Yeah, you just Austin just hasn't been trying hard enough yet.
Oh, I've tried. It just doesn't happen when you're around. Man.
I don't know.
Quick question like that. What's the subscription? Like, how much you're paying to get them delivered and everything?
60 US.
Right. I mean, do it always come with just a figurine or you get extra stuff with that?
It comes with extra stuff too. It comes with the figurine is like the centerpiece of it, but it also comes with other goodies. Like out of this last one, I got a Goblin Slayer scarf, which is just a really long scarf with like the Goblin Slayer logo and written in blood on the other side is Goblin Slayer. I got an Overlord face mask where it's just the Overlord skull. Okay. There's all a couple other things that I've gotten. So this is a turning point for me because this is just the kind of guy I am. It has a option for ecchi stuff. So with every box I get an ecchi.
It's fine.
What do
no,
we
go
say
ahead, here? Go ahead.
Yeah,
so
my
with
bedtime.
Every shirt I get a with every box, I get an ecchi shirt and an ecchi button. And yes, I did say shirt. These things that I can actually be worn out in
public.
But
he does not because we don't want him to.
Come on, you have to for all the ecchi men out there. And women's also, let's not forget.
Hey, I have worn a couple outside, but some of them, not so much.
Some of them will definitely get you looks, like, in public, so, like, you just don't. You have to be selective about which one you wear, like, because most, pretty much all of them are fairly, like, the girl characters, like, in somewhat, like, pinup poses and stuff like that. Okay. So it's like, yeah, that's for home. Where it's like, Austin will just be like, Kyo judges me already, I'll just wear this.
But some of them I'm like, this should be fine.
Yeah. Like board of limit.
I don't, but I will admit, with me like sometimes wearing that in public, there are some other people who will wear just this straight up like plastered faces everywhere shirt, and I can't stand the shirt like for multiple reasons.
The Ahegao shirt.
Just different cutouts of faces all over, yeah, of the Ahegao face. And it's just like part of me wants to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe they don't know what this is. But at the same time, I'm like, no, they definitely know what
I'm
this is.
I'm pretty sure if you buy that particular, like, hoodie or shirt, you know exactly what it is. Because unless you know
I mean,
what that
only,
is, you probably
there's only
wouldn't
so
buy
many
it.
Things. There's only so many things that eyes rolled in back of head, tongue out, and drooling can be. So,
getting a new mouse pad.
I also had a recommendation.
Yeah, go ahead, ACR.
Right, go for it, John.
Yeah, no, go for it for sure.
Yeah, it was. So we're talking about YouTube. I had the maybe you know them. It's the RDC World 1.
No, I don't.
You don't? No, how I could don't. You? They got like 4 million subscribers. But either way, check them when you have time, if you have time. But it's a group of like people, young male, doing like anime like video and stuff like that. So real life anime story. A bit of, like it's more fun to laugh about it. So one they did was like Anime House 5. It was about like a cartoon that got banished from the house and they're coming back for revenge. She had like Aang, Ben 10 and stuff like that, fighting versus like Naruto and Goku and Naruto-san. So, you know, funny stuff like that. So they really like do it. It's a cheap budget thing, but it's really well made and it's funny. And they make fun of like L and stuff like that. So give it a try when you have some time.
I like the name of this. I like...
What was the channel
RDC?
Name?
World 1.
RDC World 1. Okay. Yeah, no. I haven't heard. It sounds interesting.
I'm sure you saw some meme because it did like a lot of Vine. They started like when Vine was really popular back in the day.
Yeah, then
oh,
I definitely
oh, these did. Dudes. I've seen them before.
I didn't really start getting into Vines until like Vine was already dead. And then I started looking into it. It's like, these are funny, and now we have TikTok and it's like, these are significantly less funny.
I'm looking at the channel
TikTok
right now.
Is a little bit more
I've definitely
wide.
Seen these guys for sure. I've definitely seen these guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they've definitely like made the rounds on the internet here and there. Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen these three like messing around making anime skits and whatnot.
For
They're
sure.
pretty funny.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean by cheaply made, but like I've definitely had a good chuckle out of these guys. Wasn't there one where like?
I mean, they don't have to have like they don't have to have a huge budget or 100%. Anything. Like they just have to have like some good jokes in
for
there.
Sure.
And I think that's really what carries point. That.
Wasn't there like a sketch where the guy didn't want to get caught by his girlfriend that he watched the anime?
Yep.
Oh yeah, that one was great. and then like he gets caught, and I feel like he does like, all right, I'm gonna take her out, Amaterasu, and he's just there like staring at her, and she's like, what are you doing?
She's like, no.
Why are you staring at me? What's going on right now? And he's like, it's not working. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
He just switched with other anime to try it, but really, really funny there.
I love this. This is amazing. By the way, guys, links to all this stuff will be in the description. I'm gonna get everyone to send me links to all the recommendations at the end of this. Check out everything in the description for sure. Can I bring up a YouTube channel? Or Keo? No, you didn't. You didn't
go for it.
Okay. Or Keo, did you want to go because you didn't bring anything up yet? Ish.
No. I haven't brought anything up yet. You can go. All
right. This is the anime nerd in me that loves this channel. I found it like maybe a week or two ago. It's called the Amagi, the space AMAGI. This guy literally posts every single day. A timeline of an anime character, timeline of Trunks, timeline of Naruto, timeline of just every character. So this is the channel I look at whenever I would just want to flash back and be like, ah, oh, what was Shino's life like? And then boom, Shino's life right here in 4K. I love it. It's honestly great content. This guy, like, it's super organized. It's like great editing, nice voiceover production, well put together, consistent upload schedules, like basically everything I strive to be. So I respect this guy so much and everything he does. I really love all of his content. It's just very well broken down character arcs. And he'll even literally go, okay, like he did, I watched the Levi one, and he's like, he literally found footage I didn't even know existed of Levi. He runs the whole gamut, and he'll break it down chapter by chapter by chapter by chapter, and he'll give you year dates, he'll give you everything you need, and, even like some, timelines, the anime stopped, but the manga continued, he'll go into the manga, you know? Like, I was watching the Kid Trunks one, and then they got to, after the Super Broly movie, and he's like, and then I'm like, oh, nope, haven't watched it yet, can't look into this. But, yeah, the Amagi, for sure. Amazing channel. And he's trying to hit 1 million, I think, this year, so go subscribe to the Amagi.
Is he one person in the YouTube doing the work, like, or do he, like, have other actors?
I feel like, well,
that?
It's only his voice. I don't know if he has an editor or anything. I feel like he has a team, because, like, bro, like, he actually posts, like, 20, 40-minute videos, like, every single day, and he has a second channel and everything.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
okay.
Unless he has, like, no social life whatsoever. I don't know. I'm just saying. But this content creator grinds hard, and I gotta respect it, especially when part of the anime community. So yeah, the Amagi, Hotshot's new favorite anime channel. Isn't that right, buddy?
No.
You got denied.
Austin, you're supposed to yes and.
I know what I'm supposed to. Why do you think I'm not?
But in all seriousness, what do you guys think?
I'll give it a try, seriously. Not something I watched before, but, you know, send me the link and I'll give it a test. And I'll be like, I'll write it for you. I mean, if it's good or not, I'll write it on the comment of this YouTube video.
I will
put,
send
and I'll
this
be like,
person a
yeah.
hate message. Be like, Giant recommended this. I didn't like it. Have a great day.
I trust your taste, okay?
No, I'm telling you, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I might check it out, but like, I keep seeing these videos in my recommended, and like, it's not a video that I typically go for, or it's not a type of video that I typically go for. Also, like, Shino of all characters, that's who you were thinking about the other day, Giant.
No,
because
it got uploaded recently as we're recording this, the Shino one, so that's why it just popped.
Yeah, it got uploaded literally yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. But like, people, yeah, it got uploaded recently, and so Shino's a great character, especially in the Sasuke retrieval arc. If he had been in the arc, Sasuke would have come back, okay? I hate that he wasn't. Anyways, your turn, guys.
No spoiler.
If they gave him more things to do, he would be a much better character. I feel like he's so wasted.
Oh,
like,
my
after,
God. Yes.
Like, after... honestly, like, after the first, like, series, like, before Shippuden came out, Shino was pretty good, pretty cool, but like after that, they like the whole joke that he's like never noticed is pretty freaking real, because Kishimoto just kind of screws him over and just about everybody else who isn't like Kakashi, Naruto, or Sasuke.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
Yeah, speaking of which, has everybody like heard the whole like debacle that's been going on that went down not long ago with like Boruto?
Oh gosh, what happened?
Explain
that they okay guys, so like unless you're watching Boruto actively, they just warning you now, spoiler, they killed off Kurama. Yeah, they did. They killed off Kurama for some ungodly reason, and it is in fact Kishimoto's fault.
Like I think like at some point it was to be expected.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not really. It's a freaking tailed beast. The tailed beasts were never really given a reason to believe that the tailed beast could die. We assumed that they were mostly immortal beings that just had to be like locked inside people in order for them to keep from wreaking havoc.
Well, considering there was an episode of Himari playing with fucking Shikaku like as a little baby raccoon fucking thing. God damn it, this is stupid. I don't give a fuck.
Oh man.
Yeah, after a certain point, like Boruto is starting to become like nobody is happy with it.
Yeah.
The fuck you mean starting to?
Well, like it started out fine, but then nobody seems to. I think Naruto fans are just looking to complain about it at this point now.
The thing yes, we have to understand about Naruto is that, you know, when we started like Naruto in our days, we're like children and we liked that shit. It was clean, you know, it fit with us. And the thing we have to understand was the new, like the Boruto, it's the same thing for children. They like it. It fit well with them. We are like, you know, older. We kind of like don't have time for that childhood type of anime at the start. And we're kind of more picky because we have a better, like a higher expectation of Boruto from what we've seen with Naruto. But That they changed it, the producer of, they went back to the old producer for Naruto.
I didn't know that.
The writer?
Yeah, the writer, I think. Yeah, they changed it. That
yeah, Kishimoto came back like after 14 volumes of the manga, and then they started, then now he's just going crazy. I think he's been in control of it for way too long. Like he's made a lot of stupid decisions in terms of Naruto stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll see where it go.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll amount to so far the whole Boruto thing has just been amounting to that teaser in the first episode. Mm-hmm. And like maybe we'll get something that looks or that's like at least cool, but honestly, like, I've reached a point where I don't really care about it. I just happen to, like, get the secondhand wind of it, like, whenever people are talking about it online. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, I always get the secondhand, like, wind of everything, you know, whenever something happens.
For sure. Let's get back to...
I'm just here for the fights.
Yeah, let's get back to goodies a little bit. Anybody else want to throw another one in?
Yeah. As far as YouTube channels go, I don't really have anything like me. Or actually, I guess the most recent thing that I watched was that's an anime channel. I started watching Trash Taste last month.
What's Trash Taste?
The channel is basically it's a podcast channel with Gaiguk, the anime man, and C-Dog VA. So like if you guys like the anime man or C-Dog or Gaiguk, you'll probably like it because it's just them talking about anime, talking about life in Japan, because all three of them live in Japan right now. And it was interesting for me because like I started listening to them when I was on labor and industry checks because my ankle was injured for about 2 or 3 months. So when I was going to my heavily supervised work, I was just listening to those for like 8 hours and like I could blaze through like 3 or 4 in a day.
If I can, if I can interject, we actually both found Trash Taste from, there was a video on C-Dog's channel that I found that it was, C-Dog, Gaiduk, and Anime Man going to a whole bunch of different anime figure stores, to buy figurines for their set with different individual challenges like place to read store that they had to follow. So it was just super funny, and just watching through each of their perspectives, you could see like what they were doing in their as for their challenges. And also the fucking figurines in Japan. My God. They went to like three different stores, if not more, and wall to wall to wall to wall was just these different amazing figures. And not all of them were even anime. Like one of them, I think Anime Man found this one. There was a Mike Wazowski one, like just chilling somewhere.
I've seen Trash Taste now that I think about it. I like the podcast. I've checked out an episode. I forget which one it was. It just like the thing to me about that podcast, I just feel like it's intensely YouTube. It's intensely like visual effects, everything effects. Da, da, da. It's like all like that. And the point I'm trying to present is that like I'm very used to just listening to a podcast, ears in, on the metro, chilling out, listening to whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so when you see a video of it and I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, all right, bro, slow down. What's going on here? Whoa. That's like what I'm trying to say. But wasn't there, Kyo, wasn't...
I just listened to it then.
Yeah, I'll try that. True. Wasn't there a link you sent me once, Kyo? It's like retro anime TV or something like that. I just remember that. Like, it was like a site. I think it's like illegal streaming, right? Of like old retro.
Yeah, it's called Retro Crush. It's a free anime streaming site. So like you can, I think it's like the first month is free or something like that. I'm not sure if it's... I don't remember if it's completely free. I'll have to check like in a little bit here, but like it's basically a streaming service that has a bunch of subbed and dubbed anime. It's all for free, if I'm correct. I think it's, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it is free. So like you can get a premium subscription, but otherwise like you can just hop onto this. If you set up an account, you can just start watching episodes like right off the bat completely for free. It's a bunch of stuff that's like from 90s to 60s, I think. Like some of these are from the 60s. Some of these are like really, really old, like the really old, ugly looking anime that tried to look like cartoons. Like there's a Wonderful Wizard of Oz in here. There's the Three Musketeers. Like it's that old. It's that old.
GTO, Astro Boy, oh man.
Astro. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, for real, man. Yeah, Great Teacher Onizuka is on there, too.
Let me check that again. I forgot what it is.
Retro Crush.
It's retrocrush.tv.
Yeah,
thanks. So, yeah, like if you. Now Jayan has a means to watch the English dub of Ghost Stories, finally.
Which one was Ghost Stories? I feel like. Was that the one you sent me, like, when you sent me the site?
That's the one with the very dirty rabbit.
What rabbit?
HDR needs to know more.
There's a
clip. The very dirty one.
There's a.
You said a
there's
keyword.
There's a clip online somewhere. You'll figure it out. But Ghost Stories is that one anime. Like everybody else listening is going to be like, "Oh, I know what that is." But the story behind it is that like the English dub of Ghost Stories is it's basically the first unofficial or official abridged series, kind of, because because apparently the show did so badly in Japan that the company sent the raw version of the show over to America, and they dubbed it in a way that they improvised certain things. There were certain things they weren't allowed to mess with, but otherwise they almost completely changed the characters. They changed the lines. There are things that you would not expect to. There are some things that you would not expect to hear in any anime, and you probably never will again, because this is the rarest of rare occasions where the dubbing company did not care, or the Japanese company did not care one way or the other what happened to it once it went overseas.
They didn't make more money than the other version.
We didn't break even, Kyo. We never broke even.
Probably not. I mean, like, it's incredibly infamous on the internet for being like so raunchy and so different from what it actually was originally in Japanese, but like it's really entertaining. Like the first episode is not that, like, it doesn't have that many changes or weird dialogue choices, but if you stick with it, it gets funnier as it goes along.
I mean, I just love the description on Retro Crush TV. It's one sentence long, and get ready for this, guys. Grade school students fight against supernatural forces.
Ooh.
That's all. That's all. That's all you get.
Available in the classic dub. Everyone loves. In parentheses. I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't want to mention that part. That's not the goodie. That's not the goodie that we're looking for.
That is the goodie.
That's the goodie, bro. What you mean?
That's the best part of it.
Oh, man. All right. Who's got the next goodie?
Damn, that's a good question. Let me see on my list.
He has a My Anime list of other goodies.
Yeah, that's what I put on my anime list.
He created his own website.
Wish I could. Well, I could.
Yeah, you literally could.
Oh, yeah. I have a place where I watch, read my mangas at. Normally, I would say buy the manga so you can support the author. But, you know, sometimes you just can't buy it. So, you know, you got to read it still. And I would call it... It is not illegal, okay? It's just sharing. Sharing is knowledge.
Caring.
Caring, yeah. So it's Manganello. That's the place where I normally watch, read my mangas, because it's really like a nice interface, and it gives you like some mangas only like give you the name and you don't see the picture. I'm more of a visual person, so it kind of gives you the picture, so you kind of get like the overall picture, what it is about, and you can read the description, and you can, you know, pretty much easy to save your mangas and get alerts for them. And I prefer going on a website and going on an application, because normally they update faster on the website than on an application.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Do you guys use something else to read mangas?
I'm gonna use this, because the thing is, I've been dying to know what happens next after the Super Broly movie. So I'm gonna use this Manganello, bro. It's already bookmarked. I love this
Manganello.
Yeah.
.tv okay. / RetroCrushTV. .tv / we can't afford .com domain.
You know what, Jayan? I don't need your bullshit right now. I'm trying to ask a legitimate question over here, and you're over here being a clown as usual.
I was like, I don't remember .tv somewhere. What?
No,
yeah, it's
it is .tv. Manganello.tv.
It is .tv?
It really is.
Okay.
It's really... No, it's .com.
I have .tv.
Try the .com.
I have .tv on my thing. What?
Maybe it's just another, like, version. Because, you know, like, they do... TV also work. The .tv also work, yes.
Huh. I came up with .com. Weird.
I tested the .tv. It's legit.
It's legit manga.
Yeah, if you guys want to support... if you guys want to support creators, there's also Bookwalker, I believe, is a good place to check for manga.
I'm excited to get more into manga.
Or Barnes & Noble and Amazon to buy the actual books.
I don't understand that concept. That makes
what you mean you don't understand that concept?
Like, what do you mean?
You don't know the concept of
Amazon?
We say
support the official release. We say support the author, and we're finding free ways to do this.
That is just my broke way of reading free manga. Because the thing that I hate the most is you don't have access to all of the... mangas out there, and there's like so many out there. Like, some of them I read them like five years ago and they start an anime. I'm like, wow, you know, 5 years later there's an anime. But you know, that's the thing. It's just I can't wait.
Yeah, I get it. One series that I actually dove into, and I actually did have to dive into the manga for this, was Alita Battle Angel. After the movie came out a few years ago, I actually started researching it. I asked my boss about it, who actually knew the original anime movie and talked to me about it, got me curious about the mangas. Next thing I know, I'm looking up on Amazon and I have 3 of the 5 volumes.
That's amazing.
So I mean, like there are definitely manga. There are definitely mangas that I'm curious about. Like, again, I got Alita. I'm more curious about the manga for Berserk than I am the actual anime, because the actual anime is trash.
That's what some people have told me.
And and early onto my anime career, I have a whole bunch of Naruto manga.
Yeah, they're all in my room.
There are manga I have and manga I read. Yeah, because you're the one with the small bookshelf.
Can we all agree that? Oh, sorry, go for it.
So there are manga I read, and there are even some that, like, you can only read as manga. Like, another one I have is from the Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid series. She they each character has an installment of manga of just like short little side stories, like basically imagine like funny pages in comics or in the paper, and there's just like comic strips of that. Like it sometimes it connects to a story, other times it's just like cute little blurbs, but there are definitely ones like that out there.
Yeah.
Well, just for you, because it's been a long time I did buy mangas, I'll buy one of my favorite on Amazon, and I'll send you a picture of that.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Now I'm curious, what are you buying?
I'm going to go for like an unknown manga that I never read, and I say unknown because it's going to be really hard. I'll pretty much read everything that I see. So I'll go like a random one that I never saw, like never read anything. I'll just surprise me like that. So if you have a recommendation, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, then get a lead.
Like, I've seen the movie, and I'm pretty sure I read the manga also. It's different.
It's different. It's different than the movie. Bet.
I'll try it then.
Like, there are definitely elements from the movie or from the manga in the movie, but the manga is a lot darker.
My next goodie. Oh, yeah. I'm kidding.
My question that I forgot. I was going to ask, like, as an anime fan, I guess we pretty much own some books. And I mean, we all had like Dragon Ball, Naruto. I never had One Piece as a book. I don't know why, but I didn't. But I guess you have some of those classic. Or
Don't.
What?
Don't. Don't get One Piece books. There are more books than there are episodes.
More books than episodes.
I have like every other media there is for One Piece. I have games. I have merch. I have the series.
Some of the episodes.
I have clothing. Yeah, some. Like, hell am I going to get them all. Do not get the books. The only things in One Piece books that I have are, like, in my monthly Shonen Jump issues. And that is about all I need.
You know what I just realized? There are more One Piece episodes than there are actual Pokemon. Like, that just hit me in my head for some reason. I just realized that.
Give it time. Give it time.
No, bro. I think there's always going to be more One Piece episodes.
Give it time.
No. Pokemon's going to continue till, I mean, the Earth die.
Bro, One Piece is going to continue until the Earth dies. And there's one problem.
Nah,
One Piece
bro.
A week.
They're losing people. No. Like, it's dying slowly. Like, really, really slowly.
Like, really, really, really slowly.
I mean, we're coming up on episode, or I think in Japan it's already done, for episode 1,000.
We haven't gotten episode 1,000
yet. We haven't. I think Japan has.
I don't know.
Do you mean like sub and dub?
I could be wrong. I mean like sub over in Japan, but in dub we're still like at 964.
Yeah, somewhere in the ballpark of like 700, I believe, because like there was a certain point where Funimation couldn't keep up with it, so like they took an unspoken hiatus, basically. Like they've resumed recently, I think a year ago or the year before last, I think they resumed, and they're and I think they're catching up to it, but it's gonna be a while.
They're not gonna. but actually as far as the Pokemon less than One Piece, Jaden might actually be onto something, because with the new release of Pokemon coming out, the Archimedes Legends, I can't remember his actual name, but the one in like feudal Japan era, they're rehashing starters and haven't really shown any new Pokemon. So maybe they are capped.
I mean like there's a thing there though, like they can't introduce new Pokemon because it's set in the past. You can't introduce new things in the past.
Then introduce legendary or legend Pokemon, like ones that we thought were lost.
Well, yeah,
time
they can do that. They can
like
obviously
that.
Do that.
And ones that aren't around.
And
ones that aren't around anymore.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna like introduce like old Pokemons that like stop it, like and fossil Pokemon type, those type of thing, like just another variant. I don't think it's gonna be the same as like, let's say, Pokemon First Season, because if they're talking about like Edo period. I don't know what exactly. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be an evolution, and every, like, the basic of Pokemon is in each new season there's a new legendary, new Pokemon. So we'll see how it go, but yeah.
I mean, hell, I'm not gonna really complain, because I mean, in this one I'm gonna get Cyndaquil back, so I'm happy. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, Cyndaquil, who was in this region, and Rowlet, who's in the Alola region, as starters? It's just a little odd to me.
Question mark.
It's not region locked anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's just all these different region Pokemon coming together, but at the same time we kinda did that with Sword and Shield. Yeah. So I don't know. I like thinking of the future for Pokemon, because Pokemon's one of my favorite things. But at the same time, right now, I'm just like, please don't lose steam. Please don't. Please keep going.
It's weirdly one of those.
It kind of feels like, yeah, to me it is.
I mean, it's one of the thing I think is that, like, there's a lot more things they could do with it. But, like, I feel like they're just not taking the right directions that they could be going in. Like, there are some animals that they haven't used. There are some regions that they could try doing. Like, if they just did region variants for a couple years, I think most people would be okay with that for a little bit.
Okay, let's pitch them our Pokemon of So Dumb. They have to listen.
That's
to
not
us.
A goodie. That's a baddie. That's literally no opposite what. Of the topic, Hotshot.
So Dumb is amazing. Come on. Let's just.
Okay, for context, just
way.
So everyone knows, on episode 90, we created our own Pokemon for Virtual NerdCon by Eli. And I invented a Pokemon called So Dumb. And it was literally a soda can with two legs, two arms. And the only point of this Pokemon was to be in the way, that if you attack this Pokemon, it would shoot lightning. And that's it. And it was the dumbest thing I ever created. And it's Hotshot's favorite thing. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Oh no, I hate him. I hate him. I really hate him, especially compared to the other ones we made. But at the same time, I just want him to exist in the Pokemon universe because of how stupid he is.
I swear to God, it could exist. It feels like it could.
It totally could. That's why I wanted to, because out of all the ones we made, and all of them sounded like super, super badass, that is the one that was like, wow, really, we're going here? And the thing is, that is the one that would be accepted.
All right, let's bring it back to anime goodies, though. I have two things I want to recommend, and then we can maybe start slowly wrapping things up. It's getting late on the Canadian coast. All right. I just want to be a big Dragon Ball nerd here, and I want to recommend two of my favorite Dragon Ball podcasts that I listen to. The first one is called Kazenchu. It's amazing. It's hosted by this guy called Vegito EX. And he interviews voice actors. He goes over video games of the franchise. He's covered literally every single GTZ, Dragon Ball, Kai, Super Dragon Ball Heroes. Like, everything about Dragon Ball. Like, this is the ultimate Dragon Ball nerd dark hole. Like, you have hundreds and hundreds of podcast episodes. It's really well produced, really well put together. I love this podcast so much. That's the first one. And the second one is hosted by Masako X, someone from Team 4-Star who did Dragon Ball Abridged. It's called Up on the Lookout, and it's another amazing Dragon Ball podcast that he hosts, where he interviews voice actors and reviews manga chapters, and it's really well done as well. So those two Dragon Ball podcasts are fantastic. I don't know if you guys have heard of them before, but you definitely should check them out if you like Dragon Ball.
Yeah. More knowledge.
Knowledge.
Actually, speaking of TFS, one series or a couple series that they do that I just want to quickly mention, just because people probably already know this. One of them is Renegade for Life, which is Vegeta going through video games and playing through them, and just the thought of, like, characters from Dragon Ball playing video games, especially when it comes to, like, Vegeta just getting pissed and pissed about, like, you dare get in my way, and then just bitch slapping an old lady across the road. It's just kind of hilarious to get into. But another one like it is Goku's Gonna Show You, where it's Goku going through video games in his own, like, stupid charm. Like, one of my favorite series he does is playing Google Feud, and it's just kind of amazing that with Goku trying to have a conversation either with himself or just like, what? I don't understand this. And just his own special brand of stupidity is just kind of amazing to watch. Like TFS has a whole bunch of series like that, but the one that I probably watch most is Renegade for Life.
I love the Two Saints play by them. I don't know if you saw that, the Vegeta and Nappa one. I forget. Those are great.
Yeah, I have.
Vegeta game mad at
Are
Nappa.
They still doing those, or did they stop?
I think they stopped. But Two Saints play, they've gone through like a couple Worms games, Mortal Kombat 11, which kind of really frustrated me because I was desperately yelling at the screen, yelling how to do fatalities because neither one of them fucking understood.
Austin grew up with so much Goku's... Mortal Kombat that like I don't like to play Mortal Kombat against him.
Bro, we need to link up for that. Are you on PC or console?
Damn. I'm on console.
Why? Do they have like server mixed? I never
crossplay.
Checked. Yeah, crossplay.
I think MK11 does. Damn, yeah, I could be wrong. Nice.
But yeah, same as me. I like Mortal Kombat. All the like the little fighting games there. That was my childhood pretty much.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Finally.
Yeah, literally, because Hotshot was like trying to convince me. He's like, hey, you know, like Mortal Kombat's on sale right now on the PS Store. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but I don't. He's like, yeah, but it's a really fun game. We should play that.
It is.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm not really into it. He's like, but it's a fun game.
In my defense, you kept asking me for recommendations to play. I was looking for cheap games. That one was like $5.
Was it?
Yeah, that's given $5.
Yeah, at the time.
For MK, bro, that's cheap.
That's a good deal.
It was on the weekly PlayStation sale. Oh. That's why I was pushing it so hard.
Next time,
and then once it left the sale, it jumped back up to like $60.
Next time it goes on sale, I'll pick it up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's.
We can fuck up.
No, I swear,
don't believe
I will.
Ted, I'll keep
yeah,
looking at it and I'll message you that.
Is there anything else anyone wants to mention about goodies, or can we slowly wrap things up?
I've got one more thing I could think of.
Do it.
All right, what's up?
If you guys are ever if you live in the U.S. and are looking to get some good anime DVDs, Blu-rays, or some merchandise.
Oh, I know where you're going.
A really good place to go get that would be Robert's Anime Corner Store, which is a website that sells a lot of anime, manga, soundtracks, just about everything you could expect to find. But I think the biggest problem is that they don't ship outside the U.S., so that kind of stinks for the two of you, I suppose.
No joke. Kyo and I owe about 90% of everything we own that's anime. We own about 90% of that collection to Corner Store because of how readily available it is. Check out. No problem.
And I just looked it up. Anime Corner Store shipping to the U.S. starts at $49, while Canadians' orders start at $14.99. So it does ship to Canada.
Hey.
So, yeah, but it's like an extra $10 just because we're Canadians. Whatever. That's cool.
Oh, Canada.
No copyright strike.
It's more expensive than ours are.
All right. Before we wrap things up, I did want to ask you guys a quick, what are you guys are watching right now? I feel like it'd be a cool segment to put in once in a while at the end of a podcast. So quickly for me, I'm watching the final Attack on Titan season, which I'm loving. It's done by the time you listen to this podcast. It's been a fantastic series from what I've seen. And I've been watching Boruto. Obviously, I watch that one all the time. I started Tower of God, finally. I'm on Jujutsu Kaisen. And I'm watching Cells at Work. So I'm kind of like, I got a couple of series going here and there. So definitely Jujutsu Kaisen and Tower of God are fantastic. Yes.
Told you, bro.
I know you told me. It only took me a year of quarantine to get around to it, but whatever. At least I'm watching it.
Y'all gotta be updated all the time, bro. All the time.
What about you guys? Anything you guys want to mention that you're watching right now or you're planning on watching?
I haven't jumped into anime for a while. Me and Kyo have been jumping into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and other like nostalgic cartoons that we haven't seen in a while. Like with the release of Paramount Plus and everything, we've been jumping back into old time Nickelodeon cartoons or new time.
What about
that we
any
haven't even
anime that's coming up or anything you plan on watching later on?
I plan on watching the anime for Kataga Jet Girls, which is an anime from a racing game that I got over the summer that I've been excited about.
Yeah, they're finally dubbing it.
That's the only, like immediate one that I've seen. The two that I've seen the most recently and finished, and I kind of had a problem with finishing just because I binged through them and to the point where it drove Kyo crazy. The Caretaker or Miss Sanahara Miss Caretaker and Magical Senpai.
Okay, cool.
Both are etchy as fuck. So
and Carl, that didn't
stay away.
No, it's spoiled. No, I'm kidding. All right.
Stay away from Sunohara if you can. It gets weird. It's really weird.
It gets really weird. It's incredibly slice of life, but it's incredibly lewd. Like, stay away, Jaden.
It's like I try to watch it. There's like guard dogs barking at me like, woof, woof, don't come here.
This is
you
for your safety.
You would never watch it. Like, even if you and I had a bet and you lost and I told you to watch it, you still would say, sorry, dude, no.
Oh, man, okay.
You would not watch this even on a bet.
All right.
I would.
ACR, anything you're planning on watching?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'll just name two that I'm watching currently because they named them. So, ReZero, you know, everybody know that.
Oh, yeah.
We also got The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime Season 2. What's up? So this one's a
classic. Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah, I'm not even like it, but like I don't know why. It's funny. It's good. I mean, this time we got more depth into the slime life. And what I'm going to watch for spring release, because, you know, spring is pretty close. So we're talking about April release. We have Shaman King 2021 April 1.
Yeah,
oh my god,
dude, Shaman King.
So it's not like it's not a remake. It's like a, you know, it's a new thing. So,
is it a new movie or is it a new show that's coming
show,
out?
It's a show. So oh, it's okay. Still you'll still see like the old Shaman Kings that you've seen before and some of the old players, but not with the like in the old setup. It's not a remake, it's just like a next thing. I don't know how you see it.
Yeah,
exactly. Either way. And we also have one of my favorite and the best. I know you're not gonna say it's the best, but for me, it's what made me start the anime. It was Bleach. So we're gonna have a final arc, finally. We waited, like all my Bleach fan waited for that, so it's time. So yeah, I'm pretty hyped for that.
Season 5 of My Hero Academia is coming out too. That I'm gonna watch so much. I cannot wait for that. All right. Do you guys wanna mention?
Wait, Austin and I have been catching up, been trying to catch up, back up to that one too, honestly.
We're still behind.
Yeah, we've made progress. I think all we have to do is finish season 3 and then we're good to go. Otherwise, we're waiting on season 4 to come out.
What do you mean season 4 to come out?
Or is it dubbed yet? I don't remember.
I feel like it's been dubbed. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, season 5 is season 5 is getting released.
Austin, did you have a thing that you wanted to share real quick, cuz I have one if you don't.
Ninja Turtles.
I mean, I didn't have.
I mean, technically, it's Japanese.
Actually, two shows that, and this will tell you how far behind we are. Kyo and I started watching like a couple months back. We started watching the old shows of Astro Boy and Speed Racer. They are a delightful train wreck.
Their dubs are so awful. It's just so much fun.
What? But it's two of the shows that the dubbing are just so, I must save my father before it is too late. Like it is like one of the birthplaces of that bad dubbing. If you just want to see it just for the pure absurdness that it brings, please go check those two out because they're a great waste of time. But that's also kind of the key word. They are a waste of time. All right.
Yeah. So the last thing that I was watching not long ago was I've kind of stepped off of anime for a little bit because I'm like watching other things. But the last thing that I was watching like consistently was Blue Exorcist. Anyone else hear of that?
But we all know Blue Exorcist.
Yeah, I know it. I just haven't I haven't checked it out yet.
What did you say?
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Just dodge
in trouble with me.
Just
huh?
dodge the call out with the closing the episode.
All good.
Yeah. I was watching that's what I was watching most recently. While I've got you guys, I do want to recommend that you watch BNA, which is Brand New Animal. It's the newest Studio Trigger anime about it's pretty close to like if you liked Beastars, you would probably like this because it's in a similar vein, but it's a little bit more action oriented.
Okay, cool.
When did he I never saw that one, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, BNA, Brand New Animal. That one was it's about a character who is who wakes up one day and she's an animal person, and animal people are born that way. They don't just wake up and they're animal people. It's sort of like there's a subspecies of people who are half animal, half human. It's a lot of animal anthropomorphizing, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, let's wrap things up. Let's wrap things up here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much, ACR, for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you on. You are always welcome back whenever you would like. And if you want to follow the podcast, you can do so at Anime Podcasters on Facebook. You can also subscribe to us on SoundCloud and YouTube and any podcatcher you want. Leave us a voicemail on... No one leaves us voicemails. Don't leave us a voicemail. You can rate this podcast on Rate This podcast.com/animepodcasters, and you can follow me at Giant Music all over the place, giantmusic.com, my website. Who does the artwork for Anime Podcasters? GoPro Kyo, take it away.
Well, you guys can find me on my channel, GoPro Kyo. I've started working on the abridged project that I wanted to get out for the past, it's almost been eight years now, I think, since I made the it was 5 years. It was 5 years ago that I was talking about doing it, and I'm finally working on it. I've got all the lines. I just need to finish editing it. It's going to be a while, though. But if you guys want to follow that, you guys can also find me on Twitter at GoProKyo under the name Church Christensen. I'm starting to use my my name online a little bit more because I'm trying to put myself out there. If you guys are looking for an artist, I do semi-anime, mostly cartoonish artwork. You guys can commission me on my website on Wix.com. You guys can also find it through my Twitter. It should be the link in my Twitter bio. And Austin, what do you have to say? Would you like to promote yourself?
About you, bro. Holy snap. It's 106 episodes. This guy forgets how to plug his own channel.
No, I haven't forgot. Just odd segue. You guys can find me on my channel, Hotshot Ginger, where I do the sister podcast of this one, PonsuCast with GoPro Kyo, where we freely talk about the etchy stuff and the slice of life stuff that Jaden wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
I came on your podcast.
And you guys can also find
me
right here.
Don't give me that 10-foot pole BS, bro. I showed up.
You came onto our podcast to explain why
it's
you
a
won't
9 foot
be on
pole
our
at this point. 9 foot pole.
9.5. Meet me in the middle. 9.5.
I love you so much, bro.
You guys can also find me right here on Giant Music's channel, doing Anime Podcasters as his enslaved co-host. And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Caution Ginger.
I'm done, bro. Dude, I love this guy. Yeah, go ahead. ACR, I mean, is there anything? I'm losing the wheel, guys. ACR, is there anything you want to promote? I mean, Lunatic Rappers is coming with a new CD this year for sure. Anything else you want to promote?
I don't have any channel, man. I can't promote anything much except you, bro. So, I mean, like, yo, follow John Music and ACR Group. We're going to make it lit. So, that's it. That's all.
Thank you so much. Yes, Lunatic Rapper is my rap project that I do with ACR that we started before Anime Podcast. This is really the first project I ever started outside of Giant Music. We're coming out with an original extended play this year. It's going to be 4 original songs and a 1 remix. It's going to be the best rap music we've ever done yet. These albums, they keep getting better and better and better. My mixing gets better. My mastering gets better. Our rapping gets better. Our beat making gets better. go check us out. Link in the description for that. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode. So for myself, ACR, GoPro Kyo, and Hotshot, this has been another episode of...
Anime Podcasters.
Anime Podcasters.
Anime Podcasters.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.